obviously there's no sound. Check, check. Hello, hello.
I'm addicted to DJ Too Mellow.
You are now free to mix about the country.
Yeah. All right. And all right, check it here. You're listening to the best thing that nobody's even listening to right here. It's your boy DJ Too Mellow, and you're listening to the 9 o'clock lounge. So, I mean, before we even get started, I want to give everybody who witnessed the football games of the weekend really worth something worth watching. I actually got to give it up to the Raider fans, man. Y'all got me touched. This last week, since the last show that I did, we've lost two big personalities within the actual world, not only of football and technology, but we lost two big, very big personalities within their institutions, within the world, actually. They changed a lot of the way of what the world is today. I'm talking about Steve Jobs and Al Davis. Steve Jobs dying earlier last week and Al Davis dying last Saturday. Heartfelt condolences go in that direction. I mean, I gotta say, it's really sad to see them go. So I'm gonna introduce the show on that note. So last week we had we reviewed the J. Cole album At Long Last. The album comes out. It's pretty cool. Like I told you guys, it's worth checking out. It's definitely something, a little bit of what you expected from J. Cole and a little bit of the new stuff. I mean, it got positive reviews. The album was good. I gave you a little bit of the business about my mixtape. Now, I got a little surprise for y'all, man. I got a little bit of that early production. And what can I tell you guys? There's about to be some star power on this show. About to be some star power on this album real quick. And man, what can I tell you guys, man? It's about to be crazy. And then I also gave y'all the business, a little bit of unconventional knowledge, man, from the tree, of course. Woo! It is hot up in this piece. Like, no joke, man. No kidding. Now, what can I say, man? I got to give some early shout-outs to everybody who deserve it, man. I'm talking about Big Ghost, who did provide a little bit of the material that you're going to see today. Now, I'd be lying if you didn't see any of it today. We also got Cartel Chris, DJ Juice, who was on earlier. We got Illustrated. And we also had Dr. J. A big shout out to DJ Spice. Her birthday was this weekend, as a matter of fact. So, you know, happy birthday wishes to DJ Spice. And DJ Chech, who makes it all possible doing the mixing. And now, see, this is the problem with this here show. See, I was going to send this one out to my bro a little bit because, you know, some of my fam, some of my people's been asking me, man, you a Bay Area DJ from California and you play music from the East Coast. You play music from the South. Hell, I've even been playing music from Europe, of all places. And you have yet to play any Bay Area music. Now, that's a lie because not only have I played one Bay Area music, it was the first song that I ever played on the 9 o'clock lounge in 2011. For all of you guys who forgot, I actually played Jay Valentine's She Worth the Trouble. But again, like, that's beyond the point. I did do it, but this week I'm going to do it for you guys. I got a couple, man. I got some Messy Marv. Woo! And a little bit of Burner and Ampuccino. So shout out to everybody who gave a suggestion in regards to the music that I play. I'm going to give you guys another album review. This time it's going to be Chevy Woods, Taylor Gang. And I'm going to put you on business to what it's like to be a dark horse. And I'm going to give you guys an exclusive track from this year's mixtape. Now, I'm telling you guys, man, it's worth watching. And then, obviously, I got some of the segments that you guys recognize, like, for real, for reals. And I'll tell you, man, it's worth noting that stupidity does not take a vacation. It's actually pretty crazy. And then, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of background information to Chevy Woods and all of that. Give you the progress of my actual mixtape. And goddamn, I got to take a little break because I got to go over to the fountain and, you know, sip some water, man. They don't even allow water up in the studio and nothing like that. So, you know, I'm about to get some of that. I'm actually about to chew on these jalapeno Cheetos. It's pretty tight though, man. I got a long list for you guys, but for all of you guys who say that the boy don't play any barrier music, I'm about to have it for you guys in exactly a minute, man. I'm gonna have it for y'all, and you guys are gonna enjoy it, man. And then nobody gonna be asking questions, but you know, I'm always up for a suggestion. You're listening to the 9 o'clock lounge on radio.dominican.edu.
This is a radio.dominican.edu exclusive.
Thanks for the mix.
Yeah, no problem, Smurfette. I should probably shout you.
You should shout me out. That would be so cool.
Yeah, I got you.
You better. For real, you better. Okay, bye.
Radio.dominican.edu. I am Too Mellow. I'm out.
Oh my God, he forgot again. Ugh.
So, hey, man, hey, that's a good show you did today.
I was in rare form today. Let's go to Famous for a World. What was her problem?
The 9 o'clock lounge, DJ Too Mellow, Mondays on radio.dominican.edu.
Down here just to hit you? We even know this girl?
Hell, if I know, I'm actually in the mood for a blue slushy right now.
Check. The Evangelist, boy.
Yeah, Lamar, 925, boy, Hush, 510, you know what I'm saying? 415-650-408.
Oh, my nigga.
Yeah,
the big
707, yeah. 209-559.
Stuck in the hood with my niggas and this crazy boy trying to get rich, pushing kicks, what you waiting for? Never been a trick, just know to break a hard kick down your door in a moment, but it ain't the law. Fish dipping through, bitch, niggas don't pay me. Suckin' skipped out when I catch you, mama hanging. Wasn't NY with my boy Mega, dipping through the bridge, 30 shots in my banger. I'm a real nigga when I'm out shit danger. Mob shit for real, do these niggas know who they are? Just flip the kick and the scale, say it's way off. Down with the shit, when I see you, better pay up. Hey, where we go, you know we got the banger. Better think twice, try a cop from a stranger. You know I got trees, so you showing me your paper. That's the wrong move, show my tool, then I break them. Hey, where we go, you know I got the banger. Better think twice, try a cop from a stranger. You know we got trees, so you showing me your paper. That's the wrong move, show my tool, then I break them.
That's the wrong move when you're talking to the mayor. I'm a street dude, automatic gunslayer. Don't lose your life at the price of my anger. Get double on the east and what I hit for my neighbor. Sully sells taps, so I'm back to a pager. Just got the call, boy, rap another Aether. Tree in a Rover, feeling like a Ranger. You better move over, I'm copping a acre. Yeah, then I'm dumping it in Asia. Spinach by the minute, little homie, get your weight up. I'ma go get a white girl on the razor. 50 more records and I'm moving to Jamaica. Like that shit, homie, pass me the laser. Back a fast ass, sell a clip in the chamber. The illest in the jack, don't stop till we make. Major and A, where we go, you know we got that.
Hey, where we go, you know we got the banger. Gotta think twice when I cop from the finger. You know I got trees, so you show me a paper. Got the wrong move, show my tool in the brainer. Hey, where we go, you know I got the banger. Gotta think twice when I cop from the finger. You know we got trees, so you show me a paper. Got the wrong move, show my tool in the brainer.
I go so hard on every beat I'm on. My feet are strong from the streets I'm grown. Konnichiwa mama, sister's home. One love cause to each his home. They getting the evangelist confused with the preacher's son. Keep it up and I'ma make you eat your tongue. Beat you dumb with a bottle of the cheapest rum. And don't stop till my kingdom come. So sing along, I'm dancing in the ring alone. Pussyzilla go and grow some balls, I'm King Kong. Yeah, everything I'm made of's in a loogie. Man, I know you like I know 10 pookies. Word.
I'm a bully with a toolie out here fucking with it truly. I miss the boy Mac Clay cause he was so stewy. Was at the barbershop with P with Lays Whoop Dewey. Pet Blow Project, free the boy Booby. That's young hustler hustle for those who never knew it. I'm in a rush because my kids don't quit growing. Bring any rapper to me, I bet I chew him. Bring any trapper to me, I outdo him. Yeah, nigga, fuck how you feel. I got more lines on the turf than a football field. And see more cries in church and a funeral there. Won't be happy till we clapping at your funeral, yeah. Hey, where we go, you know we got the banger. Gotta think twice, turn cop from a stranger. You know I got trees, so you showing me your paper. That's the wrong move, show my tool, then I bring them. Hey, where we go, you know I got the banger. Gotta think twice, turn cop from a stranger. You know we got trees, so you showing me your paper. That's the wrong move, show my tool, then I bring them.
You're listening to The Sound.
We are back to radio.dominican.edu with your 9 o'clock lounge. Actually your boy DJ Too Mello, and what can I say, man? I actually got to give another shout out, man. I kind of missed out, man. I want to give a shout out to CSU Fresno, who's about to check into the show tomorrow. So don't worry, guys, man, I got y'all podcasts for everybody who isn't able to listen to the show tonight live. You can always get me, man. Even when it's not live, it's gonna sound like it's live, man. A lot of this stuff just, you know, on some improvise-ish. Alright, so like I told you guys, the album that I'm reviewing is The Cookout. Now, if you guys don't know who Chevy Woods is, Chevy Woods is affiliated to Wiz Khalifa, aka Taylor Gang. The reason they call him Taylor Gang is because the group is the fans are known for wearing Chuck Taylor Converse shoes. Now, Chevy Woods' discography isn't too extensive. He's got a couple songs. I mean, he always makes appearances on Wiz Khalifa's music, so that's about as extensive as I can get with that. He's right there. And then his affiliation with Taylor Gang is about as extensive as it gets there. I mean, the music is actually pretty tight, man. If you guys check out a couple joints, I mean, there's a track called Chuck. Just to name a few. I mean, the songs are pretty tight. Oh, man. It's a little messed up, man. I got a couple Cheetos stuck in the roof of my mouth, man. It's not pleasant either, man. Like, it kind of burns a little bit. All right, man. Yeah, but without further ado, the album's tight. I actually give it a thumbs up. I mean, I definitely invite you guys to legally download that album. I don't even think it's on sale anyway, so it's definitely worth checking out. I mean, Chevy Woods isn't too bad either. He actually kind of sounds like Wiz Khalifa a little bit, but it's worth checking out. There's actually a couple other songs that are on the album that are pretty tight. He actually has the Wiz Khalifa joint Crazy from Cabin Fever. He has that one on the Cookout. And then The Cookout, the title track, is pretty tight. So check that out. That's worth checking out. The stuff is pretty cool. What could I tell you guys, man? It's not a whole lot I can say. Like, just check it out, man. Download it. Torrent that. Get that. And then next week I'm actually gonna give you guys a doozy. I want to introduce a new segment. I'm not going to have an album review next week. I'm going to do a review. Oh, man. Oh, this is going to be fun, though, man. I'm going to give you guys a review of Halloween. Kind of let you guys know, like, what the business is with, you know, what the squad is doing, what the crew is doing over here at radio.dominican.edu. Because Halloween coming up. Halloween actually coming up fast. And, you know, we all got to make our preparations for Halloween. We got different outfits too, man. Yeah, man, I'll be showing up and stunting on them with my Power Ranger outfit on the Black Ranger. It's actually pretty tight because we showed up in our outfits, in our Power Ranger outfits. And, I mean, what can I say? It was pretty tight. Definitely a good time. So I'm looking forward to it, man. I think the crew about to be up in Santa Barbara. So, you know, it's about to be all good. I'm definitely about to be there. Had a little bit of fun. So, for the next segment that I got you guys on, we about to do an early showing of For Real For Reals. Now, for all of you guys that aren't really up to date as to what this segment entails, I'm going to let you guys know now. So, the first part, and then this one's kind of touchy too, because, you know, like, we all know about the passing of Steve Jobs. This was last week. And a lot of news outlets kind of, they had their way with showing the news. That's kind of interesting. Now I'm talking about Yahoo, MSN, and CNN, because they had unfortunate layouts. So first we move on to Yahoo, who had a very negative review of the iPod or the iPhone 4 or something like that. Like, why it's not worth buying. Right underneath the letterhead that says Steve Jobs has died. And then there's another one where MSN's like completely bashing on the iPhone and a lot of Apple products. And like right above you see Steve Jobs has died. And there's like the CNN one was the worst one. So there's an article on why Apple products are not worth it, and right above is the Steve Jobs letterhead. Like, this is so bad. Like, it's pretty bad. And then, you know, like, obviously we got some of our local news outlets who then, like, Yahoo later went on to correct. And, you know, like, I had to say their point of view was pretty interesting. So, I mean, that's pretty crazy. Because then Yahoo went on to write an article. I don't know. Again, like, I can't tell you if it's too soon or nothing like that. But they went on to, like, refer to Steve Jobs as, like, the last good tyrant. More than anything, because of his work ethic, the way he treats his employees and all that. So, you know, like, can't really knock him or nothing. I mean, but that's got to be pretty bad. Those are unfortunate layouts, man. A 47-year-old businessman ran himself over while under the influence of alcohol. Now, see here, they actually did an interview with the guy afterwards. They went and asked him. And I'm in disbelief. I'm in disbelief over some of these mosquitoes. There was actually a war between some of us at radio.dominican.edu against these mosquitoes, man. It'd be looking like one of them jungle scenes. It's kind of bad. Yeah, DJ Juice was on it, man. B-Roy was kind of like battling them off, and apparently Dr. J was dancing with him. Yeah, you know, it was all about that. Yeah. It was all bad. There's like one room and you got like four of them, and we're thinking, okay, let's go over to the production room. And we go in there, there's like three more of them. It's all bad. It was like that. And, you know, it's nothing due to the hygiene of the studio or nothing like that. It actually, they keep it neat for a good like 99% of the time. You know, but the thing is, like, sometimes it just gets really, really, really hot in here. as it's exemplified right now. It's really hot. But then, like, you open the windows and you get bombarded by these mosquitoes. And, I mean, your boy knocked a couple of them out, man. Choked them with my bare hands. You know, like, it's nothing that I'm going to be... that I'm proud of or nothing like that. But it's worth noting, because that's kind of what goes down in the studio. It's like, it's kind of like a free for all sometimes.
DJ Juice is back.
Yep.
So grab a drink and relax on a hammock and let the vibrant rays of the hotspot heat up your mood every Monday night from 7 to 8, where we will bash on celebrity news, have off-the-wall discussions about relationships and sex, because the freaks do come out at night. Also, gonna have great guest interviews and an in-the-mix session of your favorite hip-hop and pop music. So tune in and keep it locked every Monday night from 7 to 8, only on radio.dominican.edu. Get ready to put your stunner shades on for the hot spot, which is sure to hit your sweet spot.
So we're about to give y'all like a little bit of a preview to what the news is about to be. The top news are always at the bottom of the hour here on radio.dominican.edu. So just to give you a little bit of the preview, man. I was actually reading an interesting article. You know, and I don't like to get too political either. Like I usually tend to shy away from that type of material, because you know, then people are like, oh, watch, keep your eyes open for them. Or you look like an arrogant douche. I really try to steer away from the current. So, I mean, you know, needless to say, your boy do know a couple things. So, you know, like one of the things that I kind of read in one of the articles was kind of talking about like the perceptions of different countries that people in the U.S. are kind of like expected to have. And yeah, it's pretty crazy, man. Like people talk about like Iran, like it could bomb the U.S. like any minute. Like it's so on the verge of starting war. You know, and it's really not even that way, because the guy who does most of the talking, like, he is, like, yeah, sure, he's president or something. But, you know, like, in reality, he really doesn't even hold any kind of power. Like, he's not, you know, he's nothing like that. But, you know, like, it kind of, like, drove me crazy, or, like, how people, I don't know, like, or how people say that, you know, like, that, like, China's gonna take over America. You know, like, people make the jokes, China-America. And, you know, like, it is true, there is a lot of debt that the U.S. has to that specific region, to that country. But, like, you got to consider it this way. The reason why their economy is booming and ours is, you know, on a free fall is, you know, like, there's a little, like, I was studying a little bit about, like, the theory, okay? Now, you know, like, don't be quick to bash. Like, you know, like, the theory that when the majority of your population is at the working age, your economy booms. And right now, the baby boomers are the ones that are old. So therefore, you know where I'm going with this, right? All right. So right now, the U.S., the baby boomers, they're all old. So that means that the economy is going down because there's nobody to, you know, to make those funds. And China's booming. But you got to think, within like 30 years, the situation is going to be reversed. But anyway, that's the opinions of, you know, your boy. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is the top news at the bottom of the hour. So, man, we got a couple crazy ones. So the first one starts with the New Zealand official saying that a significant amount of oil is now leaking from a cargo ship stranded on a reef off the country's North Island on radio.dominican.edu. So between 130 and 350 tons of oil is thought to have leaked from the vessel, far more than the 30 tons earlier estimated. The container ship, the 775-foot Rena, ran aground on the Astrolabe Reef off the port of Tauranga on Wednesday. So bad weather has put a temporary halt on operations to pump oil off the vessel. Now people gotta really investigate, like, what really went down over there. Like, people gotta really be wondering. Like, this is like, man, it's some political stuff right here. You know, we are not playing around. In other news, the Eurozone bailout fund faces key Slovakian vote. So they will vote later on the measures to bolster the powers of the Eurozone bailout fund, seen as vital in combating the bloc's debt crisis. After Malta approved the plans late on Monday, Slovakia is the last of the 17 member states to vote. All members have approved the measures. And in the last one, the NBA has officially canceled the first 2 weeks of the NBA season. This after the two sides failing to get together and reach agreement on a new contract. So all the basketball league scheduled games from November were affected, said NBA Commissioner David Stern. Players and team owners could not agree on the share of revenue given the players, 57% under the expired deal or the structure of the salary cap. Mr. Stern said the two sides were not even close to agreement on many issues. And this is the news on radio.dominican.edu. When we come back, we're going to give you the more of the business with this for real, for real. Because I tell you, man, stupidity does not quit. Tune in.
Just an alien sorcerer approaching from the sky. Radio contact has been attempted but cannot be effected. Instructions are to prepare for an attack by an unknown...
TGOD. Yeah. And this is my first time using my booth in my house. Like, the studio was here and shit. But I've been on tour, so this the first time I'm getting to use it. And I got my niggas with me.
Big house, four whips, hella tattoos. Smoke good, and your bitch think I'm bad news. About to go nuts, nigga, cashews. Promoter asked me if I'm booked, I say I'm past due. Maserati look mean, and it's fast too. Cinderella, about to get that bitch some glass shoes. Niggas acting mushy like cat food. Niggas acting pussy like cats do. Get a little money, nigga, that's cool. But put your niggas on, then you really that dude. Smoking two L's, living large. See my watch and wanna know how much it really cost. AP, that's an Audemars. Ages calling, bitch, I'm ballin' like I'm Stoudemire. Store running out of papers cause I brought them all. Niggas claiming that they tailors, but they not at all.
Not far from the tree, that's where the apple fall. Say the wrong words, guys, knock your apple off. No sweetener, straight applesauce. Doing movie roles, rapper slash actor, dog.
I'm not a star. Somebody lied, I'm rolling weed up in my car. And getting high, if I die today, remember me like Jimi Hendrix. Butt ass naked, covered in all bad bitches. Chevy. I'm praying for you niggas. I put that on my rosary, flashlight diamonds. Tell me what you trying to see. I side beams, it's just a pinky though. Washing machine work, I keep a couple lows. Foreign bitch, she don't even talk. She just dropped the money off and got a sexy walk. 365, no days off. Shit, I'm the reason they say hard work pays off. 28 to 56 is what I learned first. Perks Bonifay, you see just how that works, sir. Oh, I'm on some big shit, notorious. Get you some gunplay, bastard and glorious. I got the top shot dog riding Ichabod. Head riding shotgun, oh that's your broad.
bright lights, dead child, ignorant white, Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, I'm kinda high. They looking for me, I was probably in the sky. I'm always fried when I hop in that double S, I could be there in a minute. Pepsi Blue, I'm the Ice Cube, riding in it, light lieutenant, I be ghost, blowing smoke, calling them bitches up. Dick them down when I pick them up, never keep them close. Hit them and then I switch them up, all the Mars, bruh. Whistle riding in pickup trucks, on that puff bus. Tough luck, you dumb fucks, never came up. While we riding on planes, bruh, yeah, we counting hundreds. A lot of hundreds, these niggas notice that we run it. We never blunt it, smoking them raws, cause we raw. Never flaw, flyest you ever saw. In real life, we drive them real cars. Hustle hard for muscle cars, fuck the best bras. Blowing O's at all costs, natural ball stars. What they saying, yeah. Taylor, gang, or die, die. That's how they say it, right? Whistle,
whistle,
chair, will, breathe, mode, light. I'm high,
I'm high, I'm high.
I see you niggas in the morning.
We are back. To, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. More specifically, the 9 o'clock lounge with DJ 2 Mello. Man, we were just finishing up on For Real For Reals, man. I gotta say, man, it's a real tragedy what happened with that NBA lockout, man. So, all of November, no basketball. So, which kind of sucks, man. Like, the NFL doesn't really cover up the meal of sports. Because they play every Sunday. So, you know, like, there's not really a whole lot to be said about... You know, like, you go a whole week, a whole new week of, like, speculating. So it's not much. And then even when you do get, like, games, like, it's usually, like, the games in between aren't really... Like, it really isn't good. Like, there aren't good games that they play during the day. Actually, a big shout-out to all the Lions fans because, you know, I've been checking up on that scoreboard, man. They won 24-13 against the Bears of all teams. So it's pretty crazy. You know, can't even knock on them, especially since the Niners are coming up, man. The Niners, whoo, boy. They never looked so good in the first five games. Even when they lost, they looked good. They're very capable of playing games from start to finish. So anyways, I digress. The cameraman following the third base runner at the Rangers versus Rays game. Check it out, man. This is some funny stuff. It's pretty funny, man. Like, check it out, man. Like, check out the video. Like, he's kind of like following him. Oh, and he falls. Oh, man. That's pretty funny. Anyways, and then there was a 22-year-old Asian female who ate a gold necklace left as a surprise in her birthday cake by none other than her boyfriend. She was complaining of a stomach ache, and then, you know, later went on to find out that that's what was in her stomach the entire time. That was causing the stomach ache. That's actually pretty crazy. It's a little... Nah, it's not even funny, man. I can't even, you know, like, can't even say nothing about it. And man, so like I said, man, if you want to check out like more stupidity like this, I mean, usually I would tell you, you know, look out the window. You're bound to find somebody doing something dumb, or check on the internet. But most specifically, there's like a couple websites that I've actually been, you know, like I've been really on. So Failblog is one of them. Crack.com is another one, and then the third one would be Grouchy Rabbit. Now this is all courtesy of my boredom. Man, what can I say? Like, definitely a lot of material. So, you know, like, I want to get you guys on game. Like, I've been telling you guys, like, the real definition. So, you know, last week I had you guys the real definition. Like, I've been doing the real definition of success. The real definition of... What's the other ones, man? Oh, man, you know it's bad when you forget your own. But the real definition of a dark horse son. So what makes a true dark horse? So in the running... I mean, typically people tend to think of a dark horse as like a villain or something. Or, you know, some like as the antagonist. And it's kind of true, and it kind of isn't true, because in the grand scheme of life, like, we all have goals, and you know what? Like, you may, to one person, you may seem like the villain, but then you go ask the villain, and he think he's a good guy. And I mean, it all depends what your morals are, what your intentions are. So I'm gonna go by the definition, say that the dark horse is kind of like the underdog, you know, like he's kind of like. You don't really notice him until, you know, until he makes the big break. And then once he makes the big break, you go, man, where in the world did he come from? And then you finally see, like, you check up on what he's been doing. And you're like, wow, like, he's been pretty good. He's just, you know, he's not high profile. So what sets a low profile talent apart from a high profile talent? So a lot of times it's just the charisma, the personality of the person, of the high profile talent that even gets them that much attention. Because you might have somebody who might have like a ton of talent, but then they don't got much of a personality, and nobody really notices him until they finally put out their product. But then you got to ask yourself, like, too mellow, like, then what does that mean, you know? Like, does that make somebody who's a high profile talent like a loud mouth, and a low profile talent like the silent talented type? No, I'm not saying that at all. Because you could be a loud guy that nobody listens to, or you can be a loud guy that everybody listens to, or you can be, you know, like, you can be the in-between. But, like, at the end of the day, it's all in the perception of your audience, obviously, and then yourself, like, kind of what you bring to the table, and, you know, and what you think about yourself, who you think you are. But then there's another one, like, does that mean that people who are high profile not humble? And again, like, I will tell you that it isn't true. Like, that those two don't necessarily, you know, those two don't necessarily lead to one another. They're not connected. Now here, this is what I will say. There is a difference between being humble and selling yourself short. So for example, like, if somebody asks you, I hear you're pretty good, to be humble is to be like, well, you know, like, I know what I'm doing. Or, you know, like, you say an answer like, I know what I'm doing, or like, I do pretty good, I'm all right. And then there's another one between saying, oh, I'm not that good. You never want to be the one to sell yourself short. Always be humble, but don't sell yourself short. Recognize that you do have whatever talent it is you have. Don't go overboard, obviously. Like, you know, don't brag, you know, don't go over the top. Like, unless you want people to assume that you are cocky and overconfident. But otherwise, like, you got to show, like, confidence and humility that you know what you can do, but you're not going to get in people's faces and constantly, like, remind them and tell them that you're the most important thing in the world. But you do got to make enough noise where people notice you. And then there's also don't sell. And then there's also leads on to the next topic, which is marketability. So marketability is the ability to market your abilities. You have to be able to sell yourself. Make sure that who you are is able to make you money, pretty much. So, you know, like, there's going to be... So, this I can tell you right from the beginning. There's always going to be people who can do the exact same thing about the same or better than you. That's bound to be a reality. But what sets them up... But you got to find a way of selling yourself in such a way where all those other people are overlooked and they only look at you and they get you on, because that's what you want. That's the ultimate goal. You want to be on. So then what's the pros and the cons of dark horse lifestyle? Well, see, the thing about being a dark horse, again, you know, like the shadow runner, the guy that, you know, the invisible man running, is that unless you got to make sure that you have the right friends, you know, like you got to make sure that you have that one friend who a lot of people listen to, and make sure that you know, that you have a good relationship with that person. And therefore, like, all it takes is your name to get called out once, and boom, like, you know, like, you ready, coach, you ready to play. So ultimately, the word of the wise would be that the competition is prone to have the same or better talents than you. Marketability takes a personal touch. So, you know, it's the three things that I mentioned on the first show. You got to be talented, you got to work hard, and you got to have a little bit of luck, a little bit of that opportunity. All it takes is really one spark. And you know what? You may be the one person to get more than one chance. And, you know, congratulations to that person. But, you know, like, there's no guarantee that you will be that person. Like, nothing says that, you know, like, that's necessarily that your situation. So, for what happens from the rest of the show on from this point is I'm going to give you guys that preview to the mixtape. The name of this joint is called How It Goes, man. And I got to tell you, man, like, this is a little preview version, man, because, you know, like, word on the street is that, you know, we might have a invited artist on the joint next time it come out, so... So, you know, we about to give it to y'all, though. All right? So, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is the 9 o'clock lounge. And we will be right back in a little bit. All right? Don't leave, man. Don't leave.
This is Tumelo from radio.dominican.edu, here to put you on game about the Make-A-Wish Foundation. If y'all know who they are an organization that helps the less fortunate. When you make a donation, you are helping fulfill a dying kid's wish. Contribute today and make a difference.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to the public.
Hi, you may not know me,
but I know you.
I'm a stalker. 7 restraining orders haven't stopped me, but you know who can?
You can.
By calling 1-800-NO-PEEPER. That's 1-800-667-3377.
Call now.
Not legally true.
It's your little Mellow here, and when I'm on the road, I like to get my swerve on.
Oh man, little dude, are you for real right now? Damn, this is Too Mellow here, bringing the word that when you drink and drive, accidents happen, bad things happen. So please, if you're gonna drink, be responsible. And what I say about making eye contact?
I'll get some boo-boo, man. I'm gonna tell mama.
Yeah, go tell mama.
I'm from the Bay, that's how we speak. I'm from the Bay. I'm from the Bay. I'm from the Bay.
Scrapers, we fill it up with rippers. I don't know how you say it, but we gon' say it's liquor.
Vipers, stunners, drippers, drummers, beers and curves, crepes, curves, I'm from the Bay, this is how we speak.
Inviting you to watch 9 o'clock lounge.
Hey yo, Too Mellow. Your mama's so stupid that she put paper on the television and call it pay-per-view.
Was that right, little dude? Well, your mama's so greasy she sweats Crisco.
Your mama's so skinny her nip cuts.
Man, your mama's so poor that ducks throw bread at her.
You keep my mama out of this and I keep this out your mama.
Oh, is that what's up? Is that what's up? Alright, come here.
The 9 o'clock lounge with DJ Too Mellow. Mondays on radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah. Hey California, what up? 559, what up? 209, what up? 415, what the business is? Yeah, drop the beat. You can't fit my shoes. You think you do, you ain't got a clue. Listen up, you don't know who you're messing with. If you mention me, you are asking for a lesson, kid. Here's a message, don't bleed to death. We are not the same, don't mislead yourself. You look lost, use a map quest. Use your atlas, I am reps admin. I run this, you are on my guest list. Disappear just for mentioning my necklace. Expect this. Miss me with your bullshit. I am not stupid. I know what I'm doing. It's about to be a show. Pop the red and bark. I don't telemarket. I have hater blockers. I know hater stoppers. Y'all might say, now wait here. I got moves to make.
That's how it goes down. 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 That's how it goes down.
ain't no stranger. You in danger. Avoid the little things. I play major. Don't test me. I am not alone. It is possible we carry testosterone. Don't test my shoes. Don't push the limit. I will admit it. I'm about my business here. I'm a roaster. You'll get knocked out. Walk out or we can take it to your spouse's house. Smoke a mouse out. Goodbye, Jerry. Life varies. It's short February. It gets scary. Keep your eyes open. Blink, blink. And it's hocus pocus. That's a notion, right? It's like a parasite. It'll forever bite. And that's a feeling and the whole lowdown. This whole sound tells you I was going down.
That's how it goes down. That's how it goes down. That's how it goes down. That's how it goes down. That's how it goes down. That's how it goes down. That's how it goes down. That's how it goes down. That's how it goes down. That's how it goes down. That's how it goes down.
Yeah. Hey, what I tell you, man, it's gonna be hot, man. Your boy spitting Hot 16, man. The name of the joint is called How It Goes. The name of the mixtape, officially naming it right now, man. It's called The Violent Book Too Mellow. All right, man. I gotta give a couple last shout outs, man. California, what's up? 209, what up? 415, what the business is? Yeah. 209. Big shout out to UC Merced, CSU Fresno, everyone supporting DU Radio. Shout out to the squad, the communications department, the Habit newspaper, Dr. John Kennedy. And I'm going to sneak a little shout out, man. Chicken, if you out there listening, man, I give you a shout out too. And with that, man, we out, man. Done. You just witnessed history. The 9 o'clock lounge, DJ 2 Mellow on radio.dominican.edu.